Chapter 26, Josiah. After Manasseh had died, his son Amon was made king. But he was a wicked young man, and God did not let him reign long. After 2 years, his servants killed him in his own house. Then Josiah came to the throne and was only 8 years old. We are glad to write to you of this good king, who, though so young, walked in the good ways of David and did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He sent his men to work to repair the house of the Lord, the temple in Jerusalem. The money which the people had collected for this work was given to the carpenters and builders to buy wood and stone, and the temple was repaired. While they were doing this, the high priest found a copy of the book of the law of Moses, and he sent it to be read to the king. When Josiah heard the words of the book, he was afraid, and rent his clothes to show how sad and sorry he was, and that the people had not kept the law. Josiah found that God was angry with them because they had forsaken the Lord and had not kept his word. So he sent to inquire of the Lord what they were to do. The answer he got was that God would bring evil upon Judah and Jerusalem because the people had forsaken him and turned to idols. But there was a good word for Josiah, because his heart was tender and he had humbled himself. The Lord would take him to heaven before all these evils came upon the people. He should come to his grave in peace and not see the judgments that would surely come. So we see the Lord knows the heart, and where there is a tender fear of his name, and he will take care of such when he sends his judgments upon the people. Then Josiah began to put things right again. He called the elders and priests and all the people to the temple, and read to them the book of the law, and commanded them to walk after the Lord and keep his ways. He also destroyed all the idols and the altars that had been made for worshipping them. He even went to the cities of Samaria and slew the priests of the idols that were there and took away their houses. Then he commanded the people to keep the Passover feast unto the Lord. There was no king like him that turned to the Lord with all their hearts, as he did. After all this, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, came to fight against the king of Assyria. To do this, he had to pass through the land of Judah and Israel, and Josiah went out to fight against him. The king of Egypt warned Josiah not to do this, but he would go. He changed his dress to pretend he was not the king. But the archers shot at him, and he was carried away wounded so badly that he died, and was buried with the kings at Jerusalem. This was the way God took him away to himself before the evil days came upon the land. But all the people greatly mourned for Josiah, and the prophet Jeremiah wrote lamentations which the men and women sang as they mourned over the great loss. You can read about good King Josiah in the second book of Kings, chapters 22 and 23, and in the second book of Chronicles, chapters 34 and 35. Now see if you can find the verse in the 13th chapter of the first book of Kings, which prophesies that Josiah would be born to the house of David.